Hello!
Pissed off. Hello!
Lift off? Oh, lift. I thought you said pissed off at first. Don't be pissed off, Beth. No, we're just going to do the show.
That was the trivia.
Yeah, I know. I know I kicked your ass at trivia, but don't.
I'm over it now.
Good.
No, I said lift off.
I know you
I'm
said lift
off.
I'm not
pissed off in any way.
I'm teasing. We have lots and lots of shout outs. Let's get to our comments.
A shit can full of shout outs.
Yeah, you guys know how big a shit can is. Rachel, who is another blogathoner out there, she checked in and she said power outage could be very bad. Rachel yes. speaks the truth.
Rachel knows what she's talking about. You listen to her.
Yeah. You guys check her out and give her a little bit of love. She's at deletingtheadjectives.blogspot.com.
And she's helping her calls, too.
Mikey has come to give us lyrics quiz answers. First one was Where Do You Go To My Lovely, which dish you got? Oh, it's on the Darjeeling Limited soundtrack CD. Well, that might be why I don't know.
Oh, that explains. I just thought it was because he had kind of a European name that she would know him.
Gotcha. Number two is You Never Can Tell, Chuck Berry, but he gives you credit because Say Love You by Emmylou is also an acceptable answer. Captain Jack, Billy Joel, that's me.
Yes.
Got one. I got one all on my own there. Life During Wartime, Talking Heads, we both got. WOLD, you got. That was our only... That was a guess. Yeah, and then number two, Sir Duke, Stevie Wonder.
I only got that because of you, so...
Yeah, I know. I feel like I should claim more credit on that.
Should at least put your name first.
Should at least knock... Yeah. Yeah, at least put my name first. Instrumentals, Alley Cat, which we both got. Yeah, Poor
is
People
Bent
of Paris.
A person or a group?
Bent Fabric? I don't know. Yeah.
Sounds like a great punk name.
Bent Fabric. Didn't sound very punk. Poor People of Paris, which you got by Les Baxter.
Yeah,
don't know.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
Washington Square, The Village Stompers. Neither of us got
that. I'm so glad I didn't guess Way Down Upon the Swanee River.
It sounded like Way Down Upon the Swanee River. Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White by
and
Perez
I'm
Prado.
I'm just really embarrassed I didn't know that.
Well, neither of us got that one either. And then The Baby Elephant Walk, which Bette got. Scoring this round 7-4, and then after two rounds, Bette with 13 and me with 8. Although I think Bette should only have 12 because I don't think she should get credit for Sir Duke. But whatever.
But I'll take one away. I'm still a winner.
You're still gonna kick my ass. Yeah. If there are more quizzes coming, you will still win.
There are
win.
More asses in this podcastathon
than are dreamt of in your philosophy, Horatio. Next shout out is for Lily. She says you sound much better this time.
I need to catch Dick. He's in bed. He's safe.
Yeah, he's safe. She said you sound much better this time. No underwater. The Kevin Spacey alien movie. She's certain the Kevin Spacey one is K-Pax, but she doesn't know the other part of it. So
yeah. You're skipping and popping.
Am I?
Yeah.
I'm
you're
skipping
almost
and
like
popping.
A, yeah.
Oh. I don't know why I would be doing that.
I don't know.
I'm afraid that we don't have time for us to check and check it out. So
that's
we'll
all right.
We'll keep on going.
Later.
Maybe another reboot after this episode.
Okay.
All right. Next shout out is for Krizzer. Krizzer. She
it
said,
kind of sounded like that to me, but I didn't say anything.
She said that she could swear I almost answered South Pathetic instead of South Pacific. Well, I do call it South Pathetic, so that's all right.
Maybe it was Freudian.
It's very likely that I did.
Life says.
Another shout out now for Duke.
Duke's crying into a tissue as we speak.
We made fun of Duke's favorite burger joint, where all the whores serve you. Serve you heart attack burgers. Sorry, Duke.
We didn't know you actually thought they were nurses.
Yeah, those girls are not nurses, Duke. Don't let them perform any
we
procedures
looked it up.
On you.
They're not.
They're not. Next shout out is for Kelly with an IE.
Kelly's
back. She's
back
from the BBQ. And she actually got to judge, so she's a little bit full of barbecue. I am a little jealous.
Kelly, our Kelly with an IE.
I would love some barbecue. Bette's talking to somebody else.
I'm having a three-way here.
We're on the air, Bruce.
I'll hook up the live cam later.
Krizzer reports lots of thunder and lightning in Bellingham. This one's very exciting. The next comment's very exciting. Colleen from the blogathon says, "I just wanted to let you guys know that I featured you on the main page, on the main blogathon page. You guys are so funny." Yes!
It's just at 3 a.m. apparently.
Woo! Yeah, apparently it's going to get even better at 3 a.m. Kelly with an IE says, "Crap, those are funny mashups." And she's going to have to go back and find the ones she missed. I don't even know what episodes we posted them in, Kelly, so good luck finding them. You'll have to trawl.
Yeah.
And Lily says, "Woohoo! You're going to fall asleep on the couch very soon." Fine, go ahead, fall asleep on the couch. See if we care.
I missed that one. Wait a minute, that should just come in.
It just came in. We have so many. They're just coming in and coming in and coming in. How many do we have? I mean, there's so many of them.
Oh, good. She'll wake up in the wee hours of the morning, though.
Oh, good,
We need somebody to hang with us in the week.
We do. I remember that from last time.
This must be the recipe with the sausage that looks like a turd.
Yeah, that looks like the world's longest turd. We're watching another food show. Why are all these food shows on the Travel Channel?
Watching TV, hit the Travel Channel. Yeah. You'll see a sausage that looks like a turd.
Well, a very long turd. A really, really long turd.
Hi, Milo.
Hi, Milo.
You want to come up here? Your feet are wet. Ooh.
Wet feet.
Just don't fart. Hey, there you are.
No farting.
There's my boy.
No farting on the Huckabug.
No fart zone.
No fart zone.
Hello, boy.
All right. We got to, we're going to do Krizzer's 5's suggestion, which was 5 sentences beginning with the phrase, "If it weren't for me."
If not for me.
Yeah. What's your first one?
Well, my first one, obviously, is that Milo wouldn't have a person.
See, now that was my 5th one. If it weren't for me, Buster and Boo wouldn't have a home.
Yeah.
That was the one that I was trying to avoid. I was like, that one's kind of cheesy, but okay. That's
and he
good
might
enough.
Have a person, but it wouldn't be this
wouldn't be
wonderful.
You. Wouldn't be as awesome.
Wonderful life that he's leaving. Leaving that he's living now.
He's and leaving his life. Don't we don't want him to leave his life.
You'll be leaving this life if you chew my wire.
Don't chew the wire. Bad dog. Give him his Kong.
Yeah, where is it? Kong's in the kitchen. I gotta get her coffee refill. I'll give him his Kong.
All right.
Oh, baby.
If it weren't for me, let's continue.
What's your first one, love?
I did Buster and Boo wouldn't have a home, so you can do another one.
My next one is, if it weren't for me, no one would have seen Deadhead Miles.
That's true, not even Alan Arkin's mother.
Put it down. Thank you.
If it weren't for me, Bette would have to do the podcast-a-thon all by herself.
Oh yeah. Well, one of mine is along those lines, but it's a little more joyful.
Oh.
If it weren't for me, there would be no podcast, and thus there would be no Hucklebug community. Your friends, my friends, are now all friends.
That's true. That is more joyful.
Yes, it is.
If it weren't for me, no one at work would know how to do anything.
Mine could have been
all about work, but I decided I would only use one sentence regarding work.
I swear, that was almost exact word for word.
Go ahead and do your next one.
Let's see. Well, I put, if it weren't for me, the Potterosa would just be a house and not a home.
Aww.
And the reason for that is because the people, as I was closing the deal, people wanted to buy it for rental property. And so the same flotsam and jetsam that's next door would be going in and out of the Potterosa. And it would just be a hovel.
It would just be a hovel. But you made it a home.
Made it a home.
You made it out of love. if it weren't for me, none of you guys would be blogging. Which is not true of everybody, but it's true of you, Bet.
Well, that's true of me.
And Lily.
That's true of me.
And Dishy, perhaps. I don't think any of you would be on Facebook either. Who? How?
Probably not on Facebook either. You're absolutely right.
Was I the
right.
first one on Facebook?
Is Techie?
Or did I follow? But you know, like the Pete and Sierra obviously would be blogging and whatnot. And Mike still isn't blogging, but I'm the one who started that trend. Yeah, so I think he's got a secret blog. So one of these days we're going to find Mike's secret blog. Ooh, that'll be exciting. Do your last one. I think you have one more.
I do have one more. And I asked, since Mr. M is here, say hello, Mr. M.
Hello.
Okay,
hi,
since
Mr.
he's here.
M.
I was stumped for a fifth one, so I asked him.
Mm-hmm.
And he answered quite honestly. He said, if it weren't for me, Mr. M would never have come to Blacksburg.
Well, I wouldn't have stayed in Blacksburg.
He wouldn't have stayed in Blacksburg.
He would not have stayed in Blacksburg.
He would have slowed down a little at the center of town.
And he
and
says,
then kept
I'm
going.
The only thing that's keeping him moving from Richmond to Richmond.
Richmond. Well, there you go. That's quite an accomplishment. My last one, if it weren't for me, no one in the city of Los Angeles would know how to drive. I'm the only one.
I like that one.
It's true, unfortunately.
Oh, what's going to happen when you leave? Mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria.
Devil's playground.
Dogs and cats living together. let me just read real quick what they wrote about us on the blogathon site.
This
is Hucklebug. Hucklebug's taking on the enormous task of posting mini podcasts every half hour. Bette and Stenny are very amusing and are definitely too smart for choices. I wonder what that means. We're too smart for choices. They've done Trivial Pursuit, lyric and music quizzes, and even had a bunch of special guests. Believe me, you are going to want to listen to these two in a few more hours when the urge to take a nap hits.
Yes, join us!
Hucklebug is podcast-a-thoning for American Cancer Society, and you can sponsor them here. Yay!
Oh,
I'm gonna hit a reply. Hey, thanks for the love.
We love love.
Rock on, blogathoners.
Rock on. Rock and mail slurp.
Woo. Stenny of the Hucklebug. Email address required. HTTP. Da-da-da.
Oh, that was not a fart. Mine or Milo's. That was coffee. It was my coffee cup.
All right, there. I've posted a little link there. Golly, it's time to post. We're gonna be late. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for tuning in again. Still, and I need some dinner. I'm gonna get me some dinner. Is what I'm gonna do.
Get you some dinner, love bug.
We'll be back in a half hour, everybody's. Bye.